Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I do think it really does matter with, you know, who we're surrounding ourselves with. Because in my son's world, there's a cauldron of Christians who really do to the best of their abilities. Of course, we all fail. We all make mistakes. I mean, not that we're perfect. We're certainly not. But we really do make a genuine effort, and we really do have remorse, and the Holy Spirit really does convict us of our sin when we have it. And where there's a difference with some Christians is they don't have that conviction anymore. They squelch the Holy Spirit completely. And so that's the very confusing thing, too, I think. I know as an unbeliever, that was a very confusing thing for me to see, that people could say one thing and just have no problem doing another thing. And even when I first came to Christ, I'm like, you know, I thought, oh, you're not saved. And I'm sitting there judging everybody. You're saved. You're not. You're saved. You're not, because of their behavior. And so
I was going to say, Jesus says things are proven right by their fruit. And there's got to be a connection to, you know, we're at a day with so much resource available to us, and yet they say biblical illiteracy is at an all-time high. And another study proved that if we can get into the Word 4 times a week, that the stats of life change go up exponentially for a person who's in the Word 4 times a week. So would you make the connection probably to, okay, I'm not in the Word much, and so it's not informing my decisions, so I don't see the disconnect between what I say I believe and how I live. Do you see the connection there?
Well, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that, of course, is the most important connection. You know, the thing is, if we're not completely saturating our mind with God's word, we do lose sight very, very quickly. It's amazing how quickly we can lose it. I mean, literally, I need to read it every single day, and I'll think, okay, I finally got it. I'm centered. I understand this. And then by 8 o'clock that night, I've already lost that truth in some sense. And so every single day, just washing our brains in God's word and in prayer really is essential, because that is the standard. That is the truth. I mean, God revealed himself to us and who he is through his word. And that is our standard. That is our truth. And when we're not deeply connected to that, it's so easy to be swayed by the culture. And so Christians can, so the Christians who are not deeply in the word every single, I would say 3 times a day, because I can already be lost by noon on some days when I'm having a bad day. And that's honestly the truth. It is so important, because we're starting to hear so many different voices and so many different people's truth, and we're forgetting, no, God is the author of life. He's the author of the world, and he has given us this manual to know how to live and direct our lives. And so it's really vital that we are constantly connected to God and his word through prayer, and really looking at what he says is the absolute truth and not really anyone else. And that really does help keep us connected to him and not having these disparate beliefs between our actions and our beliefs. Because every day I read the Bible, I'm like, oh my gosh, I did that today. I didn't think I did, but oh my gosh, I did that. It convicts me every single day to stay on the path.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.